Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Getting you set for tonight's monumental showdown with KC. Live from View House Littleton, presented by Coors Light. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus, Nick Ferguson, and D-Mac.
We are joined by Jeff Schwartz. It's Nick Ferguson, D-Mac, and Tyler Palumbus.
Jeff, so great to have you on. Guys, Jeff Schwartz is an NFL analyst. You can see him on ESPN. He appears on Rich Eisen's show. He's all over the place. He also was a teammate of mine in the East-West Bowl game going way back to my rookie year. Jeff also happens to be the brother of Mitchell Schwartz, the right tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, who is Von Miller's kryptonite. Jeff, do you guys sit around the dinner table talking about Von Miller and how he can't do anything against Mitch?
No, we do not. Because, you know, even bragging about it on Twitter, someone asked me, like, how's your brother play against Von Miller the other day? I didn't answer because, you know, the second I say, like, oh, Mitch plays really well against Von Miller, I think it's 2 sacks in 7 games, something like that, you know, he's going to give up a bunch tonight. So very superstitious about that. We're not going to talk about it. We're gone. I think what Mitch does well against Von is Mitch takes the same set every time. So he's not giving Von Miller a lot of different things. It's very consistent. You know, Von Miller does a great job of taking advantage of offensive tackles, taking really bad pass sets, and Mitch doesn't do that. And so the patience of my brother, I think, really does well against Von Miller.
Are you sure you don't like guys have a poster of him somewhere? I mean something. I mean, this is a huge story around here, man. You know, Von Miller, he doesn't struggle against many guys.
Von Miller had like signed a it's pretty savage too. He signed a jersey for my brother, and I think he wrote like Von Miller like Super Bowl MVP on it.
There you go.
Like not just like Von Miller, like yeah. He also wrote like that he also was the MVP of the Super Bowl. It's pretty badass to do that.
Jeff, I don't know how much you've got a chance to really sit down and watch this Broncos defensive line, but if you have, what kind of weaknesses that you see that the Kansas City Chiefs will try to exploit tonight?
Well, I have not watched much of the Broncos per se, but I'll tell you what. You know, the Chiefs are injured at left tackle, they're injured at left guard, and they haven't run the ball very well this year. So if you're looking at a way to stop the Chiefs, it's more about the pass rush. If the Broncos can get home, especially on the left side, I'm really interested to see if Von Miller, I know he doesn't do it very often, move to the other side in nickel situations when it's a pure pass rush situation. Maybe he'll do that to, you know, take advantage of the backup left tackle, who's Cam Irving right now, who struggled, especially the last 2 weeks. I mean, that to me is how you're going to get after the Chiefs. Attack the left side of that line. I'm not worried, really, or you shouldn't be worried if you're the Broncos about the run game. They don't run the ball very much in general with their attempts, and they don't run the ball very well when they get a chance to run it. So I would focus a lot on that left side of the Chiefs offensive line and finding ways to get after Cam Irving. I don't even know who's playing left guard for them tonight. So finding a way to do that, I think, is the key.
How do the Chiefs change things if Patrick Mahomes is not at full speed? What looks different?
Well, you know, I think we've seen this year, it's really interesting because Pat is still playing very well. He's highly ranked on all the analytics websites, and he's on pace to break passing records. But he hasn't been crisp all season, in my opinion, compared to last year, which was a high bar. He's missed guys. His footwork has been not very good. And part of that, I think, is his left ankle, where he cannot step up in the pocket. He can't do the things that he's really good at. Last week, you saw once he hurt it, kind of re-injured again. I think he's only 3 for 9 on plays when he moved out of the pocket and finding ways to make those late in the down plays. So you're the Broncos, you just try to get pressure up the middle, right? You just try to get him off his spot, get him to back up. And it's the same game plan you basically have against every good quarterback, right? You try to get him off their spot. But in this case, because he can't move as much, you can kind of maybe take some more risks, because if you take a risk when he's mobile, he just leaves your pocket and beat you. You really can't do that right now. So if you're the Chiefs, a lot of screens, a lot of kind of block him up. So the Chiefs don't do it very often, because why would you have Travis Kelce block when he can go out in a route and find a mismatch? So they have to find, I think, unique ways to use the running backs in protection. Maybe they bring in a second tight end, find a way to get him in protection, and just take the chances that you have and let Mahomes max protect or throw quickly. They're going to screen you to death. We know that already. And try to run the ball tonight, which I haven't done very well all season.
Jeff, you mentioned something very interesting. Knowing as though the left guard and left tackle are going to be out, they're going to be two new starters, and that's on the road in a hostile environment that's going to be loud. Talk to our fans about the difficulties that these reserve offensive linemen will experience with that crowd noise.
Yeah, Cam Irving is experienced, at least the left tackle. I mean, he's not a terribly great left tackle. He's better at guard. But the noise is something that it's hard to explain. Like, when things aren't going well, you know, you want to be able, in any part of life, right, when things aren't going well in your life, you want to just sit quietly, right, and think about things. Well, imagine it's not going well in a game, it's 3rd and 9, and you know you got to block Von Miller, and it's loud as can be, so you can't really think very well because it's so loud, and especially in Denver, the altitude, your breathing is flustered a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, the center, you know, lifts his head up and shakes his head and snaps the ball, and boom, you're playing. And so, time after time, that just gets to you, right? Just mentally frustrates you that you can't hear yourself think, you can't hear any adjustments, and the worse you play in a game, I think it really spirals out of control. So the Chiefs, if you're a visiting team, everyone says it's no surprise, obviously, right? You want to start fast because you want to get the crowd noise to lower down. I found in Denver, the altitude is more of an issue, in my opinion, than the crowd noise. You just can't breathe very well. Your lungs start hurting a little bit, and you can't catch your breath. And that, to me, combined with the noise, makes it really hard to play there.
Jeff Schwartz is the brother of Mitchell Schwartz. As we let you go here today, give us a good either growing up Schwartz eating story or throwing each other through a wall. one of those.
So we played this game in my parents' bedroom. We had a two-story house, my parents' bedroom, where we take this ball, we, like, throw it, we pretend to be the goalie and, like, defend, like, part of the bed area, and we dive and move and whatnot, and you would, like, run and throw it. And I don't know how old we were, maybe, like, 10, 11, somewhere around there. And below the bedroom was the family room, and the ceiling fan fell out of the family room onto the ground because we were playing over top of the house. And that was the last time we were ever allowed to play in the house. So that was when we were, 10, 11, 12. So we're a three-year difference. So I probably tell you was 9.
That's awesome.
That's Jeff Schwartz, NFL analyst. Jeff, always love catching up with you, man. And, you know, you're the man. And best of luck to your brother tonight. Go Broncos.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good one.
See you.
That's Jeff Schwartz. When we come back, all right, let's break the game down with our prop bets as we're live here at the View House in Littleton, registering listeners to win a Yeti Hopper 20 stock with Yeti Swag and an Amazon Echo. Back after this.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.